first week with this diet, experiencing the keto flu or experiencing sugar withdrawals, we didn't have that issue because before I started, I was already intermittent fasting. So I had already eliminated a lot of the sugar and carb from my diet. So when I started, I think that's one of the reasons why it worked so quickly for me, because I already gotten rid of most of that stuff out of my body, right? So then when I started this, this just like catapulted me right over the finish line very quickly.
And here's the thing, though. Your body tells you what you need. After I ate probably four of them, because like he said, we were intermittent fasting, so I ate four of them. I was laying in the bed, and I looked at him and said...
Carrie here for the Carnivore Diet movie, and thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this Carnivore Diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that. Completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website, and every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the Carnivore Diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the Carnivore Diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Homestead How. Carrie here, along with G and Frederick from Hanging with the Browns, our two new celebrity carnivore couple friends killing it over there and Hanging with the Browns. You might have seen them on our 24-hour live stream. How are you both doing today? Where are you guys at? Looks exciting.
Oh, we're great, man. We're doing great. We're in Alpharetta, Georgia. I come down once a month for about a week to go into my office here and spend some time with clients. And bring my wife with me occasionally. So we thought we would set up here at the hotel, Embassy Nice. Suites.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love it. And let me tell you guys, I bring my electric skillet. If you watch one of our episodes where I was showing you the things that I mainly use in the house, I pack it and I cook our steaks and stuff upstairs.
Yes.
Upstairs. I had some bacon and eggs. Yeah, because when you come down here, the first thing they do is spray that oil in. I'm like, no. So,
yeah,
I got it upstairs.
Pro level. Nice. Yes. Yeah, you really got a plan when you're traveling. I learned that lesson when I went to Alaska with Emma. We got an Airbnb, too, and we're like, we're going to be ready. But all sorts of obstacles you wouldn't think about for sure. So, well, this is great. Hey, so we got a live stream going. You guys are like I said, you're popular. You're turning into the carnivore celebrities. It's awesome. I said the same thing. I really enjoyed talking to you. Lots of comments. So if you guys have any questions for G and Frederick, leave them in the sidebar. Put a big Q on it. But yeah. I've got some questions. We had a great conversation. I was on your channel, and I had a lot of fun. You guys were asking me. It wasn't all carnivore questions. Of course, we're going to talk about carnivore. We got to talk about carnivore. But it wasn't all carnivore, so that was a little bit more fun. So I was going to mix it up a little bit, ask you guys some other questions, and then, of course, talk about carnivore too. Would you guys mind telling us a little bit, how did you two meet? You're such a great couple. It's like you said, Frederick, you're like, I think you said in an earlier video, tick for tack, you guys are never away from each other. It's pretty cool. How did you guys meet? Like, what brought you guys together?
We actually have a video on how we met. Go ahead. We
actually met online on a dating website about 20 years ago.
You say Maya was dating, but was it?
Yeah, though, people go on to meet.
Black Planet was the name of the web. I don't even know if it's still around, but that was the name of the website. And he snuck in my inbox trying to be suave and debonair.
Yeah, I did. I did.
He did. He did.
I was on a quest for a wife. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, I grew up with a mother and father in the household. And, you know, I've always wanted to be married. You know, I got married at an early age, at 21. It didn't work out, you know, a couple of marriages, as a matter of fact. It didn't work out. So, but that didn't deter me from wanting to be married. And so when that second one ended, I'm like, I got to find my wife, you know, and I got on the internet and I searched and I ran across a picture of my wife now, you know, and I looked at her. I'm like, I asked my niece, I asked my niece to come in. I said, what do you think about her? She said, she's cute, Uncle Fred. I said, well, okay, let me inbox her and see what can happen from here, you know, and okay, I did. And that's my version, right? And I did, you know, the rest is history. But there's a lot of details in that.
Everybody. So because he was on a quest, he had a little black book, y'all. We're not going to let him make it just seem like all of that. And what he would do, he would write the girl's name, and then he would write if he gave her flowers and all this other stuff. If she had kids, he had little notes down. So when he talked with her again, you know, he could reflect back. Well, I was number 98, but the book stopped at 103.
Stop.
Oh, that's her version. Awesome. Right.
Yeah, that's how we met.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and nice. Our 20-year anniversary is next year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
20 years next year. Mm-hmm.
So do we have any big plans for the 20-year anniversary? And Frederick, are you going to remember the date?
Oh, yeah. I always remember the date. She's the one that forgets the date.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Yeah, she's the one that forgets the date. I remember the date.
This is a really nice hotel.
The first time I talked to her was on her mother's birthday, you know. And then the first time we met, you know, we were day before my daughter's birthday, you know. So I remember the date.
Well, you got all them birthdays to remember.
January 12th, January 17th. I got them down.
I know why Frederick remembers the dates. He's got that little black book and he writes it all down.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you. That's how he did it, trying to make it sound like he had a good memory.
I get in trouble every year with the dates because Jen and I met when we were 14. And so we had the date of when we met, and that was forever the anniversary, the date when we met. Then we got married on a cruise, which I want to talk to both of you more about because I know you recently went on a cruise. We got married on a cruise. And then the date changed, and then we renewed our vows on a cruise like 10 years after, and the date changed again. So Jen expects me to remember three different dates. It's so funny, like my brother-in-law will be saying, what is it, like your anniversary now from like the first time you guys went to Wendy's or something like that? He's like, you guys have too many anniversaries. How are you supposed to remember all these? I need to get a little notebook and start writing stuff down. But
there you go.
Yeah. I got a secret for you. All you got to do now is put it in your calendar, in your phone. Right, every year, put it in your calendar. It shows up. You got a smartphone.
Yeah,
make it work.
Yeah, hey, got to use that technology.
You could put it on there repeat annually.
Yeah,
right. And you'll have it.
Put a little notification on there to remind me for sure.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, let's see. What other questions do I have here? This was one. I know we just mentioned the cruise briefly, but. What's the in the 20 years you guys have been together? What's the best vacation you've taken together?
The best?
I know you're not going to say Bermuda in the cave.
Might as well go ahead. It would have to be Bermuda. I would say that was the best vacation, but that was the most memorable vacation, right?
Let me put it like this. We always said we would never go back.
We'd never go back.
But we made it memorable.
We made it memorable, absolutely. We had an experience in one of the grotto caves. in Bermuda. Yeah.
This is a really nice hotel. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You've never seen a hotel this beautiful.
It was great. Yeah, that was probably the most memorable one. Yeah.
So that's the most memorable vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I love cruising. And I think 4 years straight, we went to Aruba every year. I like Aruba as well.
We actually did that before the 2020.
Yes.
And I think for the 2020 heartbreak. Yeah.
Was the Bermuda trip a cruise?
No.
Actually, it was a business trip. Actually, it was a business trip for me. And, you know, and I took her along. I'll always say
that was
she's
on
been
our
my
bucket list.
Yeah, she's always been my
carry-on
luggage. So whenever I travel, I carry it with me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So now we got to talk about carnivore. So what led you to start the carnivore diet? Now, I know we talked about some of this before, but we got a whole new audience here that might not be familiar with your story. So how did you guys learn about carnivore and get started on it?
Okay. For Frederick, we were going through something, and for as much as we enjoy each other, we have plans. We have probably 6 or 7 cruises even planned out right now. That's how we've been. We will be on vacation and plan 2 or 3 more vacations. And so we call ourselves, I was vegan, and I forced him to go vegan, which led up actually to him losing his gallbladder. That's another story. But eating the wrong foods, following the SAD diet, we were noticing a lot of things going on with Frederick where he just went downhill.
From bad to worse, yeah.
And my version of it is that I was watching him and it's like, no, we see older people on cruise ships and wheelchairs, and is this what's happening? Because he'll be 60 in December, I'll be 60 in July, and you can't tell me that this is it. This is it. He is now getting ready to look for an electric wheelchair, because I was not rolling around we had to bling out an electric wheelchair. I wasn't doing the standard wheelchair with him. I was scared. I really was. And I have not expressed all of that to him, because if you're going through all of this, you don't want your mate coming up to you, start talking about how they're feeling, and they're not even the ones going through. I felt I had to stay strong. And so I was the cheerleader. I'm like, hey, babe, it's going to be okay. Listen, we're going to find this out. Let's work this. And we had cut out every food except romaine lettuce, Caesar dressing, and he would have chicken or just plain. So pretty much chicken Caesar salad. And he was, I know, 30 days into chicken Caesar salad, because we didn't know what was setting him off. He was diagnosed with gout. We do believe that, but his uric acid was elevated, but probably not to the point of what he was experiencing. And then December 8th, I just won't forget that date, December 8th, 2022. I will never forget that, because that's when the real nightmare started, where I'm realizing that we now have a different life. Because these flare-ups were like, pow, pow, pow. And go ahead, tell them how you were feeling.
Yeah. As really, when it first initiated, it was the frequency of the issues were pretty much, you know, once, twice a year. Then we noticed that as time progressed, the frequency increased. And I mean, it came to a point where it was, you know, the frequency maybe monthly, you know, and then it was more than that. It was to a point where, okay, this is no longer something minor. This is really something major, right? And, you know, as she indicated, December 8th was the beginning of where we are now. It's what really catapulted us to this point where we are now. And with the pain that I was experiencing, with the debilitation experience, with not being able to walk, with pain in both feet simultaneously, that's just, it was unbearable, you know. And it was so to sum it all up, my venture into carnivore was based on the pain that I was experiencing. You know, a lot of people do it for weight. We didn't. It was actually pain, because I had already lost a lot of weight. And, you know, men can lose weight faster than women.
Men
can lose weight faster than women. Right. So, you know, I could put myself through these rigorous starvation modes, and I could lose weight, even though it wasn't healthy, but I could lose weight. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that I love about carnivore is that I'm not eating unhealthy foods. I'm eating a healthy nutritional diet, and I'm maintaining, losing and maintaining. I got to be careful, because, you know, I don't want to really lose much more than I am. I'm pretty much around where I want to be, you know, 148 plus or minus 3 pounds. So I go from 145 to 150, which puts me in the perfect BMI range for my height. And I feel good, you know, and I love it, you know. And I think as my wife indicated once before, my highest, largest weight was 205 pounds. Well, at 5'6", you know, that means I was as wide as I was tall, right? So that wasn't good, you know. And I was snoring and I was having difficulty breathing, and I had all those kinds of issues. But even when I lost the weight, here's the thing I wanted to say, Carrie. I think a lot of people that have difficulty with the first week with this diet, experiencing the keto flu or experiencing sugar withdrawals, we didn't have that issue, because before I started, I was already intermittent fasting. So I had already eliminated a lot of the sugar and carb from my diet. So when I started, I think that's one of the reasons why it worked so quickly for me, because I already gotten rid of most of that stuff out of my body, right? So then when I started this just like catapulted me right over the finish line very quickly. And so it was all about pain elimination, you know. Finding some satisfaction in quality of life, so that my wife and I can enjoy each other when we go on these cruises. You know, it would be great if we could have done this in our, you know, 20s, but even at almost 60, we feel like we're 20, and you know, it's exciting.
But to answer the second part, it was my brother. He came. Yeah. And my brother, normally when he visits, he will share business stuff with us. Mm-hmm. He'll let us know, keep me up to date on a lot of great things that's going on in his life. And there's 10 and a half years between him and I. So he's turning 50. And this time when he came, he was like, listen, I met this guy at, you know, my daughter's volleyball game, and I realized, I looked at him, and you know, he had lost about 30 pounds, and he was telling me about this carnivore diet. Have you guys heard of it? I said, well, I know what a carnivore is. And he's like, no, listen, it's where you just eat meat all the time. Well, I had my ears turned off, because I was a vegan, so I know you're not talking to me. And so
mine perked up.
He is perked up, because he was on a quest for food.
Yeah.
And so as he was talking with him, he said, okay, I tell you what, because he had bought some food. He had never brought food to my house. He say he has. No, he didn't. And I opened the refrigerator and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. He brought some steaks and stuff. And so he cooked for Frederick. And they sat there and Frederick had a big old smile on his face. My brother fried up about 10 or 12 eggs. I know Frederick had about 5 or 6 of them. Frederick went ahead, scrambled. And it was a whole pack of bacon. They split that. And then he did 2 ribeyes. And Frederick ate. And this was me looking at him. And I'm like, okay, so you know I'm not getting ready to do that. First of all, the beef smells to me. And 2 days later, I told him, I said, well, if I had to eat a meat, I would eat lamb chops. So he went to the store and bought some lamb chops and I in a cast iron skillet with some butter and some salt. I fried those up. And here's the thing, though. Your body tells you what you need. After I ate probably 4 of them, because like he said, we were intermittent fasting, so I ate 4 of them. I was laying in the bed and I looked at him and said, I want another lamb chop. And I got, and before you know, I end up eating the whole pack that in that day, because I ate that one and then I went back and got another one and then I went back and got it, because it was almost like my body was saying, finally, finally, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And that's how that happened for us. And how many days for you today?
116 today.
So it's 114 for me.
Yeah. Wow. I love your guys' story too, because Frederick, yours in particular sounds, well, both of them sounds exactly like mine. I don't have a gallbladder either. And I think I probably would still have it had I been eating carnivore before. I went in, I was having so many stomach issues. And the doctor was like, well, we could take it out. Maybe it'll help with these stomach issues. He was like, the doctors always said to me over the years, we don't really know. Like, I was like, anything, give me some relief, take that gallbladder out. So I don't have a gallbladder either. And then, gee, what you just said earlier, I feel like my body was screaming that to me, like, thank you. Finally, you're giving me what I need after 42 years, you idiot. Like, you're putting all this junk and garbage in. Like, what is wrong with you? Took this long to figure it out. But, for those who are new and aren't familiar with Hanging with the Browns, link in the description below of their channel. Go check it out and subscribe. It's awesome. One of the videos you got to watch, and you guys shared this. We showed a clip of it on the 24-hour live stream. But when you were talking about Frederick not being able to walk around and looking for a mobility scooter, you weren't joking. You had that video where you were with a walker, just barely able to put pressure down on your feet. Like, that's so crazy. And then I feel for you so much because I had the same thing. It's so crazy. Your story, Frederick, is so similar to mine. And I had the same thing. My gout, my uric acid was slightly elevated and they kept telling me I had gout. And I'm like, I don't think I have gout. I've been researching this and it's not puffy. It doesn't feel like gout. I don't have those other symptoms. My uric acid level isn't high. And they're like, it's gout. They just kept giving me medicine. I wasn't quite in a walker, but there were points when I couldn't put any pressure down on my foot. It was just excruciating. It almost felt like I had a broken bone in my foot. There was one point I was using crutches for a while, and it was just agonizing.
Yeah.
And so,
you know, Carrie. Oh.
No, go ahead.
Okay. When you talk about how they're saying to you that, no, this is what you have. 11 and a half years ago, my oldest daughter died in my arms. Mm. She was 30 years old, and they kept saying she had mixed connective tissue disorder. And like you, I would go and read about it. And I'm like, how they came up with this? This doesn't even sound like her. And so pretty much her body rejected her lungs until she couldn't breathe anymore. That was a 4.5 year process. And a year and a half ago, I lost my mom. And when I interviewed my brother, that's on the channel, I interviewed my brother who introduced this diet to us. And I told him, I say, you know, Mom would still be here if we knew about this. Because we used to laugh with her. If I did a cookout or anything, she, that's my mom. She's at the front of the line. And I would fix her plate. And she would always say, girl, I'm a carnivore. Give me all the meat. And I would say to her, you have to have vegetables. You just can't eat the meat. She said, I can eat those at any time. Just give me meat. And I said to him, dude, she knew the entire time. And we kept forcing her with everything else. It's like, no, Ma, you can't just survive off of that. So I want people to know, yes, you can. You can. I have people inboxing me. Don't you get tired of eating that? No, you start even craving meat.
Yes.
It's like, I don't crave bread. I don't crave dessert. I don't crave soda. I don't crave any of that. I can go to breakfast. I don't crave the potato. I don't crave the pancake. I crave meat now.
Yeah.
It's like you start putting this in you, and that becomes really your way of life. So I tell people, if this doesn't work after 30 days, you cheated. I'm telling you, it's like you did. You had some peppermint. There was something you did not give up, because your body is going to switch over. It's going to switch over, unless that's only my story.
Yeah. I'm so sorry you had to go through all that. I think we all have a lot of thoughts like that, too. Like, what if I would have done this years ago, or with our children, too? That's another big one. What if my kids were eating this way? And unfortunately, we can't go back in time, but I think I'm starting to understand more. That was one of my questions was going to be for you guys. You're really passionate and fired up about carnivore. You're sharing it on your YouTube channel. I think, is that probably the reason why?
That is. We turned around. I've done a lot of things. I have not done them on YouTube, but on Facebook, Instagram, I have a business and everything. And I looked at him and I said, listen, you've watched so many, you got your degree in a YouTube university.
Yeah, she said I have a PhD in YouTube university.
We have to get this out. I said, you can no longer sit on the sideline. We really have a message. I say, Frederick, we've been given another chance. We have to share this. And that's what I tell people. When I was vegan, I wasn't calling you saying, look here, leave that meat alone. You didn't hear. I might tell you about Meatless Monday. I didn't give a flying flip if you ate a vegetable or not. I didn't care. Now, there is a passion and a burn inside of me. I have people reach out and say, my dad, and they started listing. I said, listen, if I had to do this all over, you have the time. I follow it up by saying, I am not a doctor. But if my mother was still here, I would have taken my mother, not moved her out of her house, but I would have moved her in with me for 30 days. And I would have fed my mother for 30 days. I would have done that. Plain and simple. That would be, she did not have a choice. This is what you was going to eat. I would have I would have been that aggressive in regards to her, because I know without a shadow of a doubt, this is what we are supposed to be doing. I've never felt that way about anything.
Wait a minute. Are you frozen, Carrie? Can you hear us?
I can still hear you. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you. But the screen is frozen. So is it on our end?
I think I can. I'm still moving. You're not moving. Okay. Your side's frozen for me, but I can still hear you.
Okay, chat's hold on. Through. Let's see here.
Yeah, we're on the hotel internet, so we're at their mercy.
No worries.
I don't even see the internet right thing there. Up there. This.
Yeah, not to the right.
Oh.
We're
still on.
Can everyone in the chat still hear me, or am I frozen? If you guys could leave a comment in the chat below.
Okay. It looks like I'm still connected.
Oh, Lord. But the people just gonna have to hear us until the computer decides to do what it's gonna do. We still
don't
here.
I'm just asking in the chat, can you still hear G and Frederick, even though they're frozen?
Aww.
Oh, they say they can still hear us. It's just the just the screen's frozen. So you guys got a good good look on your face when it froze.
Wait a minute, that's what I'm just getting.
I spoke too soon. Maybe it's coming back now. Hey, while we're waiting, hopefully this will come back online. I really hope so, because this is a great conversation. If everyone could leave some comments, questions in the sidebar, shoot us some questions for G and Frederick. Hopefully they'll reconnect here in a second. And while we're waiting for them to come back, I want to show you guys something here quick. First of all, thank you everyone who joined us for a 24-hour live stream. That was crazy. I'm still recovering. I had some PTSD coming back into this room. I sat here for 24 hours, and then I stayed another 2 hours, 2.5 hours to hour 25, hour 26, and into hour 27 to show all of the testimonials afterwards. This looked like a war zone around me. I had water bottles everywhere, and I was cooking steaks in between each of the little tiny breaks we had. So, here we go.
Yeah,
hey, there we go. Yay! I knew it'd work out.
Sorry about that.
Thank you for staying.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, hey, there's even more people than before. So if you guys have questions, post them on the side. I was just telling them real quick, I had a little stress coming back into the space after the 24-hour live stream. It was like a war zone down here. There were water bottles and it was old dishes back there because I was cooking steak in between in a little air fryer, which I don't normally do. Anyhow, I'm glad that you guys got back. We can see and hear you.
Gary, we had you on the bedroom television. We had you in the computer, in the dining room, and we had you on the cell phone.
Yeah, we were watching.
Yeah. And so, but wait a minute. I need you to go in and make sure you didn't block Hanging with the Browns. I made a comment messing with Sean. I said, Sean, I could be fasting, and you up here eating the TV. Turn the camera off. And next thing you know, I could make no more comments. And I'm like, what happened? Did they boot me out? So make sure you didn't boot me out.
Oh, yeah. I did. I'll double check. We had a couple people moderating, so I don't think they would have moderated that one out, though, because that sounds pretty funny. But yeah, I'll double check.
Yeah.
So I love this fact, too. Man, Frederick, we are so similar, because Jen would say the same thing about me. And I say this to everybody, YouTube, YouTube, YouTube. It's absolutely amazing that we have this information changed your guys' lives forever. I found the same I'm glad I inspired you guys in a little way and you're watching my YouTube channel, but I found it from YouTube. It's not that I just came up with this. I found it from YouTube, and everything I've ever needed to know in life, really for the last 15 years or so, I found on YouTube. I run a successful business. This movie theater, I learned about how to run a movie theater on YouTube. I got to change the oil or fix something on my car. It's on YouTube. I guess the only reason I harp on that is because there's a lot of people watching this right now. They're listening to your story. They're hopeless. They want to do something, but they just think this whole meat thing is crazy and they can't wrap their brain around it. And the reason they can't, the reason they're fearful, it's just lack of information. It's good to be fearful. But a lot of the things that you're fearful of, there's answers for on YouTube or on Google. Mm-hmm. Like, you're scared you're going to clog your arteries, or you're scared it's not sustainable, or what about fiber? And all of these questions have been asked and answered brilliantly on YouTube. So I'm always encouraging people. I sound like the dad now because I tell my girls this all the time, too. I'm like, when I was your age, I would have killed to have all this information at my fingertips.
Absolutely.
Like, anything I want is right there for free. Just go out and
Type
it in. And all these kids too, mine included, they're constantly on this thing. I'm like, use it to educate yourself. There's so much information on there.
You're absolutely right, Gary. I mean, it's one of the things that I often ponder on is, where would I be if I had access to technology the way the kids have it now? I mean, I have a degree in electrical engineering, right? And we didn't have the internet. I remember being in college and they were talking about the World Wide Web. I'm like, what is the World Wide Web? What are you talking about?
You know,
computers, we didn't have laptops. I had to go to another building to access a computer system, right? To write my program, my computer program, I had to make sure all my syntax and stuff was right before I even took it over to the lab. And right. I'm like, you guys are spoiled and you're really not taking advantage of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just often wonder where I would be. I think I might be a rocket scientist. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I remember back in the day when I was little too, when we got the encyclopedia, that was amazing. Yes. You could pull that thing open. But yeah, anything like if my car broke down back in the day, you could maybe like go to the library and find a book on the car and then try to look it up. And you could spend hours doing that. Now it's 2 seconds on the phone.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. I encourage people to do their own research for something like this. And it's a shame too that it's becoming normal and take it for granted. This amazing thing we have here. So, but back to, I could go on a rant about that forever. Back to the other thing. So you then started carnivore. You were barely able to walk. And gee, you had your own issues as well. You were doing the vegetarian diet for a while. What were some of your issues?
Oh, she got a list.
Oh, yeah, oh, we were ready for y'all.
Yeah, we were
ready. So
I love it.
Mine is on one side. And do you know there is something I forgot to put on my side? So I'm going to read it out for you. And it was on the live. And your mom was diagnosed with spinal stenosis. And I looked at Fred and said, oh, I forgot that on the list.
Yep.
I forgot that on the list.
Yep.
And so for me, fibromyalgia. Hold on. I can't read that close up. Two bulging discs, restless leg, my sciatica, horrible sleep. I used to make my own gummies with CBD. I did that daily. They had me on 3 years of Percocets. I could not get massage. You couldn't touch me in regards to the fibromyalgia. I could not put polish on my nails. Wait a minute. I received 120 Percocets a month. The back pain, I got multiple back injections, also bursitis in my hip. If my weight got up too much, my feet throbbed so bad that I contemplated just peeing on myself versus going to the bathroom. Of course, my weight went up and down, up and down. Just destroyed the arms. My back was so bad that I was afraid to sneeze. If I felt a sneeze coming on, I used to have to brace myself up against the wall and try and sneeze. A young lady came up to me and hugged me, and I screamed and had to lay across a table in a public place for 15 minutes before I could move again. I used to roll out of bed. I used to have to roll onto my stomach and push myself backwards out of the bed. The depression, especially after my mom died, they ended up having to put me on meds. And I went to the gym 7 days a week for 6 months straight and lost 10 pounds. And Frederick, you can hold your side. Yeah, we wrote them all down. You want to read yours now?
Yeah, my side. Not as long as hers. No, that's for the people that say that you're funnier than I am.
You know what?
lower back pain, gout on left big toe, inflammation in both ankles, inflammation in my knees, snoring, weight gain, high blood pressure, diagnosis.
Oh, I had high blood pressure. I forgot to. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He had the pre. They ended up giving him the little thing where he can read his monitor. Go ahead.
Yeah. And glaucoma, which was a mixed misdiagnosis. Dry mouth, brain fog, fatigue from doing nothing. My list is shorter, but still.
But we did. We were ready for you, Carrie. Huh? Yes. We were now, because it was. Go ahead.
Have you talked to other, or when you talk to other people about this, do they, here's my question. I tell people this, they're like, oh, you lost all this weight. And I'm always like, okay, that's great. But I had, and again, such similarities, sciatica, lower back pain, high blood pressure, snoring, horrible, horrible depression. I was on every antidepressant for years. I start telling people that, and almost everyone over the last, I just hit 6 months. Over the last 6 months, I don't know, I probably told 20 or 30 people that, and almost every single one of them said, that sounds like me. I got those issues. I got lower back pain. I'm depressed. I got a lot of anxiety, and I got this and I got that. Have you found that to be true as well?
I think there's a couple, even in, I ended up hitting like the comments. The number one question I have people to ask me is about cholesterol. And here is my answer. No one asked me about this. We had all of this. I have none of that. No pain meds, no Percocets, no high blood pressure medicine, no diabetic medicine, no vitamin D medicine, no vitamins, none of that. If by chance I have elevated cholesterol according to the American standard, I'll go with it.
I love that. You know what?
Yeah.
I just real quick, this we had Philip Avadia, heart surgeon, who's performed thousands of surgeries. This is his book. And in his book, he talks all about metabolic health. He was on the live stream, and I've heard him say this before, but
test.
He said it. Yeah. Well, yeah.
That first thing in the morning, I went in, I pulled my numbers up because I've had my blood work done since being a carnivore. I plugged it in. And it said, congratulations, you're at 12%.
Nice.
Of metabolic health.
Yes. Yeah. That is what I want to get out with this documentary. If I get nothing else out about carnivore, you're absolutely right, G. Everyone says that to me. I want to see your cholesterol numbers. That's all everybody in the whole world's thinking about. Yep. You're 6 times more likely to have heart disease. It's not just him saying it either. This is a huge study they put out. You guys can look this up if you're not familiar with this. Everyone out there that is so concerned about doing carnivore because of your LDL and your cholesterol, you're 6 times more likely to suffer heart disease if you have poor metabolic health. And 88% of the people out there have poor metabolic health. And the only thing they're worried about is their cholesterol while they're eating donuts and candy and ice cream, and they're inflamed and depressed and fatigued, and that's all they're talking about is LDL. It's so old. I'm so sick of hearing that. It drives me insane. Yeah.
But I feel that when I eat fat, it has gone through my bloodstream and restored things that were... I tell people, I felt like the Tin Man, honey, you didn't put a little oil on it and everything is just smooth and moving. Even your poop slides out and it's greasiest. I don't know.
It's just, right.
Whoop, everything. Women, listen, your libido, their testosterone, all of those things. There's no joint pain. There's none of that. You don't need any lubrication. I mean, oh my God, the list goes on and on. And so it's like, I believe like right now where they're telling you your cholesterol number should be, I believe that they've lowered that number to get you to take cholesterol medicine. Because honestly, at your resting cholesterol, where your numbers are, and you're performing wonderfully, there's nothing wrong with it. Absolutely.
Right.
You couldn't.
Right.
You cannot tell me that anything now is wrong with me.
Right.
No.
Well, and there's so much nuance to the cholesterol numbers. People are just like, what's the number? Are the particles big? Are the particles small? There's so much nuance to that. And the numbers they go off of are for people on the standard American diet who are hugely inflamed and eating sugar. Your body chemistry changes significantly when you become a carnivore. One simple fact is, don't carnivores get scurvy? Everyone always asks that. Are you going to get scurvy on carnivore? No, your whole body chemistry, everything changes when you go carnivore. But yeah, I hope that gets out in the world. I hope the other thing that gets out with these doctors too is when we go to the doctor for all of those things you just listed on that piece of paper, are they ever going to just say to you, what are you eating? What are you eating? That's one of the other big things I want to get out there with this documentary, because all of my pills, all of my issues, many of which you listed, they never asked me what I was eating. And like I said before, you take your dog to the vet, that's the first thing they ask you. What are you feeding this animal? But they don't ask the humans that. They just want to give you pill after pill after pill.
Yep.
So listen, my daughter just texts me and say, answer some of the questions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Real quick, one last thing, because, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going on. So you started carnivore 116 days ago, 114 days ago. All of those things you just listed, how many of those do you still have?
None of them.
None.
All gone.
None.
What all about gone. Medication? What medication are you still on?
None. We got a video coming out Saturday called The $10 Million Man. You make sure you watch that.
You need to watch that. I took him from that walker. That's all I'm going to tell you. Yeah. And you'll see it's not a very long video. I had to name that The $10 Million Man.
I was going to ask you. Okay, so Saturday we can see this. I was going to ask you that. So you were in the walker before. Do you have any mobility issues at all now? Or are you able to walk around just fine?
No.
Watch the video.
That's the video?
Yeah.
I'm so happy you did. Watch what he does.
Watch what he does.
Everyone, so I got it in the YouTube description below. Subscribe to the channel for sure. I was going to say that to you guys. Yeah, I had it written down here. I was like, I want to see Frederick. I saw the before with the walker. Now I want to see the after. So we can see that on your channel. Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. All right.
Yep. Saturday, guys. Yep.
You guys are great. I'm so happy how fired up and passionate you are. I'm with you. And let's take some of these questions. We want to do a 24 hour. We could go.
Hey, listen, because I still have some stuff that I need to share with you. Look, I got my little notebook. I got some stuff I want to share, and I have a really big announcement to make.
Yeah.
So come on, internet, stay right. Go ahead.
All right. Let's go. We'll take some of these questions, and anything else you want to talk about, feel free to jump in. If I go off on a rant, reel me in. I'm used to doing these for 24 hours, so
don't worry.
All right, we got a couple new member, Julian. Thank you. Alan, new member, thank you, appreciate it. And the Carnivore Cure, hanging with the Browns, love your channel, keep up the good work, $5 super chat. Thank you.
All of this is going towards the Carnivore Diet movie, guys.
Absolutely.
We've got a question. Oh, I don't know if you want to do this one now or later. Shana
what's
says,
your big announcement? you want to do
she's,
it?
She's from our channel, but you know what? We can.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we share with you guys that it's coming up on our 20-year anniversary. And Carrie, this is also for you. That's the reason why she came on, because it was actually Shayna's put that idea in my head where to have a carnivore cruise.
Ooh.
And so I am asking the carnivore community, whether you're carnivore or not, I put my travel agent to work, and we have 50 rooms on the Celebrity Reflections Friday, August 16th to Monday, August 19th. So those that work, you just have to worry about Friday and Monday. It'll be a three-nighter. Tips, gratuity are included. I fix it where Wi-Fi is included. The beverage package, which includes your wines, pina coladas, all of that is included.
But we don't drink as carnivores.
No.
They may not be carnivores.
Listen, sometimes the husband might be carnivore, the wife isn't, or the wife is and the husband isn't, or they're on vacation and they want to. So it's there. You don't have to pay for it. I'm providing it for you. And now here is, and I'll also have gifts in your room. But this is what I want to really, really add to it. Our channel, due to you stepping in as my brother from another mother.
Carrie here for the Carnivore Diet movie. And thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this Carnivore Diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that. Completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website, and every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the Carnivore Diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles
and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the Carnivore Diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
You helped us out tremendously that now we can be monetized. And this cruise takes place August of next year. So you have plenty of time. If our channel reaches 20,000 subscribers, my travel agent will give me the room numbers of everyone that has registered, and there will be a drawing, and you will receive $200 cash from Frederick and I there at your room. It'll be cash. You can spend it in the casino. You can take it home. It doesn't matter to us. If we get to 30,000 subscribers by the date, I'll have it. It'll be right before the cruise. We're going to take everyone's room number, and we're going to do a drawing, and we're going to give out $300. So that's $200 and $300. If we get to 50,000 subscribers, we're going to do $500 cash and $1,000 to the Carnivore Diet movie.
Mm, nice.
So even if you're not going on the cruise, you can help those that are. And if we can get to 50,000 subscribers, we're going to donate an additional $1,000 to the Carnivore Diet movie. And so I am super, 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 super excited about that. Oh, and I will also have a private event for the carnivores on the cruise as well. So, yeah.
That is amazing. I gotta go.
I'm telling you, better come on Friday through Monday. I'm telling you. And listen, so those that want to eat carnivore, we're not holding any restrictions. It is your vacation. There is just our event that we will do. And I have it where all of our tables will be in the exact same area. They can't make a table big enough for. We have set aside 50 rooms. First to go on gets the better rooms because there's some inside cabins, some balconies. There's even some suites. So you get to pick whatever room and stuff. And right now you would only have to put down a $200 deposit. You have almost 9 months to pay for it. And I think some of the rooms are like $700 or something like that per person. Wow. Yeah. So, yeah.
And where does it go?
Everything. There we go. It's going to go to Nassau and Benin.
Ooh, nice. Yes.
And they're coming back.
Wow.
In August, yes. And we tried to do it before school started in September. And once again, you'll have the opportunity of celebrating 20 years of marriage with Frederick and I.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that is so cool.
That is our biggest announcement. So it's for the carnivore community. Even if you're not carnivore, come and celebrate with us. Come and celebrate with us.
I love it.
We'll be putting it off, but this is where we announced it. And you see it, go ahead and subscribe to us because you will actually help someone in one of those rooms. So we'll be giving away $200, $300, $500, and $1,000 to you. So let's get us to 50,000 subscribers.
Nice.
And that's what we want to do. So we'll do that. And then, Carrie, one more thing. When we did our interview with you, you were sharing about the card that you made.
Mm.
I was not going to step on your thunder at that moment. But as you can see that we have our QR code here on our shirts. And this one is mine.
For those that can see.
But wait, this one is Frederick's. It's like, so what happens is if we have the shirt on, you can do, but they can actually take their camera, scroll across. And then when they go to it, it is to subscribe to us, to subscribe to Dr. Chafee, to subscribe to Dr. Berry, to subscribe to Dr. Baker, and to subscribe to Carrie. You're actually on ours. And I explained to them that here's the doctors. This is where you can start to do your research And then if you just want to hear from a regular person, like I said, you've changed the carnivore community and your channel is phenomenal with more information, your excitement, your everything. So that's what we have.
That's amazing. That card is really cool too. I got to do it that way. This cruise thing though, I gotta make this happen. That would be Jen and I went on a cruise like 10 years ago, and we're going on our first vacation ever, a cruise at the end of the year. But there was one last year, I think a bunch of the carnivore guys, Dr. Barry and Amanda, and some of them went to, and I was like, man, that'd be so much fun. Jen and I renewed our vows on a cruise, and a cruise is amazing. And if you want to be carnivore, it's a good place to be carnivore. You got bacon, eggs, steaks, meat. Lily Kane went on a cruise, famous carnivore. Lily Kane went on a cruise for her honeymoon with her husband, and they recorded the whole thing, and they did carnivore the whole time. Burger patties, everything. I'm looking forward to not having to cook for myself for a couple days. But but before I keep rambling, Jen and I went on a cruise once. We had a bunch of family with. It was the best. You'd be walking around the ship. You're like, oh, there's Gene Frederick. Oh, there's so-and-so. It's like the coolest thing. Sit down and eat.
I know. I think it's going to be the greatest. And like I said, we have 50 rooms, and it's on the first-come, first-served basis. And I don't know. My travel agent, Michelle, she might be on here. I sent her a message, and she is phenomenal. Oh, and by the way, I've arranged for everybody to have an onboard credit. So your room will come with the onboard credit, along with gifts from me and the ship. I'm telling you, it's like going on and on. Working with her has been phenomenal. I told her, I said, this, first of all, it's going to be our anniversary. And I am like super excited about to be married to him for 20 years. And I want it to be memorable. We've never been on Celebrity. We're loyal to Royal, but this is the sister ship. So we were willing to do that. I did not make it too long. I took into consideration the Friday and Monday. You should be, if you do still have a full-time job, you can take care of that. This has to be my daughter again. You can take care of that. And come on and celebrate with us. And then I have the incentives. We need to get Carrie that $1,000 towards the movie. Let's go ahead and subscribe. Because you know what? Let me just say this. I went through my husband's channel because I had subscribed to someone off of his channel because it's connected there in the bedroom. And I started looking at all of the channels that he subscribed to. And I said, you know what? To push that button is freaking free.
Yeah.
They don't charge you. They don't do anything. He doesn't get the emails. You don't have to hit the notification button. You really don't. That's up to you. And another thing, to hit that thumbs up is free.
Right.
And those are things that you really do have power to do. And I know that 50,000 is not unrealistic. And we want to give Carrie some money.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Hey, I shout out channels all the time, but sincerely, Hanging with the Browns is awesome. I don't have any more time left to do anything, and I've watched your last three or four videos. The one with Frederick cutting up that meat, oh my goodness. I was like, I gotta go to another area or something where I get a piece of meat that big. You guys are doing great videos. So I have a link in the description below for the cruise. Gigi sent it to me before the call, so you can check it out. You get all the details, the dates, everything like that, and then go subscribe to them. And then you can thank me later because you'll enjoy watching their YouTube channel. I got to talk to Jen and look at the calendar. It's a year away, so it should be doable. My only issue is we always have movies on the weekend, but we could figure that out with a year in advance notice. Plus, it's just a couple days.
And not only that, if you decide to do the carnivore diet today, honey, do you know how good you're going to look on that ship?
Yes.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, my God. So I'm giving you time. You can pay it all, or you can make payments, and you're going to look phenomenal on the ship. Yes.
That's exciting. Yes. Awesome. So everyone check it out. Link in the description below. Subscribe to Hanging with the Browns. Check out the link. Book it. And that's exciting. All right. So here we go. We got a couple more questions here.
There we go.
Question: has your carnivore journey influenced any other family members to switch?
Well, in my case, yes and no. Initially, I got my sister and brother-in-law and my mother to switch, but recently found out that they've kind of backslid. And, you know, it's one where I've tried to have those serious conversations with them, but kind of felt like I was pressuring them. And I didn't want to do that. It's got to be their own decision. And, right. And my wife and I talked about, you know, sometimes people, if they're not going through, they might not have an incentive to do it, you know, whereas me going through the pain and agony, I had an incentive, you know, it wasn't just about weight. It was more than that. And, so, you know, I try not to press it. I share it, but I try not to press it. I try not to be too overbearing and kind of, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So I just pretty much share that information and leave it up to them. That's all we can do is share and leave it up to them.
Well, the good thing too is,
I'm
sorry.
Say for me, my brother, who introduced us, so he's a carnivore, and then we introduced it to our older brother, and I spoke with him recently, and well, I was trying to get him to do an interview with me, and I was never got to the point of explaining. I know he doesn't want to be on camera, but you know how if your camera's off, you can just have a picture up there and we can still hear your voice. And he just said that the passion that Frederick and I have, he just doesn't have that passion. He said, yes, I've lost weight. Yes, I feel better. But I just don't see me doing this for the rest of my life. Mm. And so with that being said, once again, this just has to be something that you want to do. Yeah. And for me, I know what it felt like, that needle going in my back. And I know where they were talking about fusing my back together. And I know the just the swelling. And I have no desire to, there isn't a food now that I know that that's what did it. No.
Yeah.
Right.
No. I'm in this. And it's not to say, and no, and even for, because sometimes when you have an event or something like that, and you might want to participate, you might want to have a piece of cake, you know, if you choose to, I mean, that's fine. You're going to pay for it. But if that's the process that you want to get through and then jump back on, then so be it. I mean, I will tell you, I've been on the ship and I've had an espresso martini. I have. And I waited about a day to see if I was like, okay, nothing happened. You know, it's one of those. Now, was I like every day at the bar? No, I wasn't. But if you want to have something and that's what you choose to do, go right ahead. You know?
Right. Yeah. The tough thing with family too is it's like, you know, if they really stuck to it and felt the way you were feeling, there's no way they turn back. But then some people don't. But the silver lining though is they don't have their big enough why or reason to do it yet. But now you planted this seed in their head. So if they ever get to that point of hopelessness or desperation where they have no other alternative, like, oh, I know this worked for G and Frederick. So they'll at least have that in their toolbox in the future.
But the thing is, you don't want them to wait until it's too late. I mean, you know, it's not a cure for all. I mean, there's some illnesses and some situations that carnivore can't recover from. You can't recover from it, you know. So you don't want them to get to that point. And that's the thing that I think we really try and stress is let's do this now before it's too late. You know, let's do it before it's too late.
Well, let me just say, and I've shared this on the channel. I was actually watching the Oprah show when, because I would say Dr. Kevorkian, I say, I know that's not it. Dr. Atkins was on there. And I said to myself, I wasn't ready to eat. Oh, I still wanted bread. Yeah. So I understand that. I really, really do. I didn't have these type of body aches. So I will just share with you what I've shared with my grandchildren. I've said to them, listen, you might not want to eat meat all the time now, because, I mean, they're not in the home with me. Of course, you know, they're at home. But in life, if ever a doctor diagnose you with anything, I want you to know that this is the remedy. So at that moment, accept what's being said and then follow what I've done. And believe it or not, that is part of my reason of why I do a YouTube channel, that my legacies can hear it straight from me. So these videos will be around. They'll hear it from me. And that is probably one of my biggest motivations, is if anything happens with them, that they can come and actually hear this. Well, hopefully I'm still here, because I'm telling you, I'm turning cartwheels for the next 60 years. All right. There you go. But in the meantime, they'll always have this. So that fourth and fifth generation, I'll leave something behind for them to know. Don't take that medicine. Don't take that. Don't do that surgery. Do this first, because there's going to be a prep time and all of that for that. Do this first. Right. And 9 out of 10, it'll get reversed.
I love that. That's my biggest thing. I was talking to this documentary film guy that's been helping me out, and he said, Kerry, if you don't get the carnivore message across, what's one thing you want to get across in the documentary? And that was it. It's you go to the doctor for a million things, and 99% of the time, it's just nutrition. If you broke your bone or you need your appendix taken out, then go to the doctor. But most of those other things, it's just the food. So, yeah. And the kids, too, the children right now, this generation of kids, they're all just growing up on sugar. And none of them are going to know what it's like to be like a normal human. And then they're getting the ADHD and the learning disorders and problems in school. And then it leads into depression and older years. And it's got to stop. It's definitely got to stop. All right, let's see. We got some more questions here. What do you guys think about having coffee on the carnivore diet?
Didn't we have a conversation earlier today?
We did, because in this hotel I've been cold. And I came downstairs. I do decaf with heavy cream. And I did drink that today to kind of warm myself up. The last time I had coffee, I was on the cruise ship in Alaska, because once again, I was cold. But outside of that, I don't make a pot at home. I don't have anything like that. But so that's one of those little things. And it actually does not affect my body in a way that I have felt anything. But it's not something that I do every day. But if I'm cold tomorrow, when that little cafeteria, I will probably get another cup.
And for me, I really don't drink coffee. I actually drank some on the cruise ship. Yeah, I drank some on the cruise ship, but at home, I normally won't drink coffee because, unlike my wife, I got to add the creamer and the sugar. I can't drink black coffee. I
did
that.
Not sugar, you do stevia.
I do stevia, but still, stevia is just another form of sugar. My body doesn't know the difference.
Right.
And that's what I've learned. You know, even I got to be careful, even with Element. With that stevia, my body thinks it's sugar, and it responds as if it is sugar, you know. So I got to be careful.
So he'll get
with
a little
that.
Stiffness in his ankle.
Yeah, a little stiffness in my ankle.
As a matter of fact, we even realize he can't do butter as well.
Yeah, can't do butter.
He is a lion. Mm.
Yeah, it's yeah. Yeah, wow. I'm really restricted on what I can do, and but that's fine because I love to meet. But I think the thing is, like you once said, it's an elimination diet, and because it's an elimination diet, whenever I venture, if I decide to venture, I'll know what triggered it. And then, therefore, I can, you know, not do that again.
Right.
So
here's another question. Tips on how to do this without a gallbladder. Have you had any issues, Frederick? I know you mentioned you don't have a gallbladder.
No, the issues I had were in the beginning. And not necessarily an issue, but not really understanding what was going on, because you know the gallbladder's purpose is to process the grease, right? Or the fat. And you know, so when your liver
it secretes the bile for the fat.
Yeah, when your liver creates the bile, you know, it's stored in your gallbladder. Well, I don't have that. So what was happening was that it was bypassing my gallbladder, liver going straight through small intestines and on out. So, you know, early on when my body was trying to discharge all of this crap that I had from the carbs, I mean, it was raw sewage, and it was awful, and it was frequent. But once I got all this stuff out of my body,
yeah,
I no longer have an issue. As a matter of fact, when prior to the carnivore diet, I would traveling the way I used to travel. I would not eat before I got on an airplane. I would not eat if I was going to make a long drive. I would really have to try and coordinate, you know, my eating schedule, where I was going to be, making sure I had access to the bathroom. But now it doesn't even bother me.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter at all, you know, so I don't have those issues anymore. So, no, without a gallbladder, once you get past the first week or two and get that sewage out of you, I'm fine.
Right.
Yeah, so now again, I can say, so he probably poops every 3-4 days, yeah, like pretty much everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So that worked out. Oh my, yeah, God. Yeah. In the beginning it was, now he has regular stools.
It's not even regular, smaller than that. Cause you gotta remember, because we're eating a proper nutritional diet, our bodies is absorbing at least, you know, 98, 95%, 98, 99% of what we eat. So poop is nothing but waste, which your body couldn't handle or yep, couldn't use, right? It gets rid of it. I don't have anything that my body needs to get rid of. So there's not much to poop out. People don't understand that. That's actually a good way to know that vegetables and all that crap is not really good for you, because you, mm-hmm, crap it out.
Yeah.
That's how you know. You crap it out. Your body can't
use it. We both have a poop. His is in our very first video that we did. He explained his entire bile system. I, on the other hand, did a poop video because I did not accept the process. I said, how am I going from pooping 3-4 times, 2-3 times a day? And now you're telling me no. So I did a laxative. I drank it, and then I took a bunch of laxative pills because I said, oh, this is coming out of me. I dry heaved, and I said, I'll never do that again. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's all I did, yeah, for the day. And I said, I will never do that again. There was nothing really coming out.
Yeah,
and right. I trust the process now.
So for all of those new carnivores, I think that first week is critical. I mean, if you can get past the detox, you can make it. And a lot of people give up because, you know, they either cheat on it, they're not honest with what they're doing, or not giving it an honest chance to rid your body of all those toxins. But once you do, it's like smooth sailing. You,
yeah,
know, it's smooth sailing. It really is.
And then it just gets better and better and better.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't have a gallbladder either. Oh, I'm sorry.
On our channel, how we approach this diet is that there are some things that take place on the diet. Example, your poop, how you eat, your sex drive, those are the things that we discuss. Because I just saw someone say, oh, so now we're talking about poop. It's part of life. And yeah, if it's happening to you, because see, here's the thing. I didn't pick the phone up and ask someone, hey, I'm having difficulties. I'm not really going to the bathroom. So on our channel, we address everything. We're letting you know that, hey, in the beginning, you know, you might have the runs where everything is coming out of you. It will be smelly. I try to, like, let you know, I might can't be at home with you, but at least I'm here and I can answer those questions. So I think everything, that's what I really like about what we do. Cooking, I mean, you go to the store with us, you go on vacation with us. We really try to, you know, talk on all topics.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And that's a question I get all the time, too. What about fiber? What about poop? People ask it. So it's a good one to cover. I don't have a gallbladder and I haven't had any issues. I've heard some people, they'll take like ox bile, like a supplement to help them. But I've heard so many people say, I don't have a gallbladder either and I'm just fine. So, and you know what Frederick said earlier too, is so true. I want people to really think about this. All the times you used to poop before, like you were saying, sometimes three times a day, think of the toll that put on your body. And I'm talking to the general American now doing the standard American diet. When you look in their grocery cart at the store, it's just full of junk. They're putting all their money, $300, filling the cart up with junk that goes in their body and goes right out the other end. And then the toll that has to put on your body, because when you put food in your body's checking it. Like, is this a poison? Is there a toxin? Am I allergic to this? Your immune system's gone. You're activating things. That's why people are so fatigued and tired all the time. You put all those ingredients in there. I mean, just one little thing of like almost anything you buy from the store now that's processed, like cereal. It's got like 40 ingredients in it. You don't know what half of those are. And then you're putting milk on top of that and you're eating toast with it and this and the other thing. That's all going in and right out in your body. Think of the toll year after year for decades. Your body has to go through to process all that garbage.
Well, that's how you can end up with irritable bowel syndrome and Crohn's disease. And this is, this was the thing when Frederick, when he turned around and said, you know, you don't have a lot of waste because your body used it. Then all of a sudden it was a light bulb moment for me. I'm like, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me the salad, the spinach, all this other stuff, and a lot of times when you go to the bathroom, you can still see it in the toilet. And I said, so pretty much my body was saying, girl, we don't want this, and just got rid of it.
Yeah.
Just got rid of it. And so that was a waste.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Tomorrow morning, well, it's coming up in a little while, but on the 24-hour live stream, I interviewed Carnivore Kent, Lee Kopis, a young man who lost his colon and he has a colostomy bag. So when he goes, he told us this right on the live stream. He's like, I can see it. And he's like, when I eat vegetables or anything like that, certain things he was listing, I think he said like broccoli or stuff like that, just goes right into the bag. And when I eat meat, there's like nothing. And he's like, this is just the truth. This is what it is. He's like, you can literally see it in the bag. He eats meat. There's like nothing. You eat all those vegetables or you have a salad or something, fills the whole bag up. It's just wasted and waste out.
I'm saying, listen, guys, I know this is so hard to believe that because it's one thing that if this was something that we found out, but it's like across the nation. And it's like, wait a minute, you mean to tell me everybody has this thing wrong?
Yes. And the best thing that really convinced me was Dr. Chafee when he was saying, listen to this. There's millions of species of animals on this earth. Every species of animal eats its intended food that it ate since the start of time, since that animal first existed on this earth. Every single one except humans. Us big brain smart humans are the only ones putting all these weird ingredients in. It should be meat. That's what it was from the start of time. We're the only ones not doing it. And everyone that's not doing it is suffering. It's like, you guys get this now that you're carnivore too? Because before I didn't get it. But now it's like, duh, this is so clear. Like we're eating a bunch of garbage and everyone's sick. Like all the rates are going up. The more people are eating this processed garbage and sugar and seed oils. It's just so clear. But people are in that brain fog that are still eating it. I don't blame them because I was in that brain fog too. And I couldn't see it or understand it or wrap my brain around it. But pretty crystal clear at this point.
The thing is, man's intelligence is his downfall.
Ego.
It really is.
We're so smart.
It really is. So
well, and not on, listen, so our advertising and everybody, you were taught about persuasiveness and advertising in school, in matter of fact in elementary school. And so you really, really, right now, sugar-free. It's the truth, but it's a lie. And that's the thing that's sad. It's the truth, but it's a lie. And so you feel that you're making a better choice.
And well, here's the thing. You said it's a lie, but no, the thing is, your body doesn't know the difference.
Right.
That's the key. Your body doesn't know the difference between an artificial flavoring or an artificial sugar or an artificial sweetener versus, you know, refined sugar. Your body doesn't know the difference. That means your body's going to react in the same manner. At least that's what mine does.
Mine too.
You know? So, yeah, it reacts in the same manner. So,
right. All right. Here's another question. Did I miss how the gout went away, I guess? So, Frederick, you didn't even have gout, right? Was that the case?
Well, I think initially, a few years ago, it was a proper diagnosis. I think initially it was a proper diagnosis because my primary care physician indicated that my urine acid levels were extremely high. But years or later, when we went to the rheumatologist and they did their tests, my uric acid levels were low, but I was still having those same symptoms. So you got a primary care physician saying one thing, and then you got a specialist saying something else. So I guess we're somewhere in the middle, not really knowing what we got. All I knew is that I had inflammation. Call it what you want. Gout is just another form of inflammation. Whether you call it rheumatoid arthritis or some other form of arthritis, it all generates from inflammation. So that was the key takeaway for me, is inflammation.
And so to answer the question, he's pain-free now and on no medication.
Right.
Yep. And roughly, like, how long do you think it took before that pain subsided in your foot?
Well, from the time I started carnivore, initially I indicated 1 week, but I know maximum 2 weeks. So I would say somewhere midstream, 10 days or so is where it totally left my body. And I think part of that expedited retreat from my body comes from the fact that I had already given up carbs and sugars. Yes. And I had already started a somewhat restricted diet, even though I was still doing, you know, the chicken Caesar salad. But I was close, right? I was close. And when I did the carnivore, you know, I didn't have far to go. So I think that was one of the reasons why it expedited through my body so quickly.
It's so encouraging because I get it, because you already started, so it went a little quicker for you. But I've heard from a lot of people, my own experience too, inflammation seems to go pretty quickly away for a lot of people when they switch to carnivore. So that's another incentive that people are considering. Mm-hmm. And inflammation is so horrible for people. That everyone's always worried about the cholesterol again. You should be worried about that inflammation just ravaging your entire body. And if it's affecting your foot, what's it doing to your organs or inside your body or deeper in there too? It's like, Bill, Alaska Bill, he's in the comments now too. That's one really cool thing with him. Yeah, he was saying how fast his inflammation started going down within the first couple of weeks. He was noticing significant improvements. Just walk into the bathroom with that inflammation going down. All right. Let's see. Got another question here from Rachel. How does your community take doing carnivore? My boyfriend, a black man, doesn't think carnivore is for him. He likes his lean meat and some red. He can't fathom going without his rice and veggies.
Well, part of it has to do with what is his body experiencing. That's what I'm saying.
When, you know why?
Yeah. When years ago, when I was watching Oprah, and everything that was being said was right. I mean, he's talking keto. I was not willing to give up. I wanted the butter and the sour cream, and I wanted the salad, and I wanted the bread. I was not ready to give that up. And you're saying, yeah, I can lose weight, but I'm thinking of other ways I can lose weight. And then if you talk about aches and pains, but I don't have those. I did not have diabetes, high blood pressure. I had none of those things. So why would I even do that?
Yeah.
Now, the plus I can say for me, your body is going to be in phenomenal shape with little effort. That's the thing. So let me tell you about my energy. Because one of the things I had said was I was going to be sleepy on this show. because of the time. What I've noticed, especially in the last 10 days, is that I'll go to bed. If any noise happened, if I just so happen to hear him go to the restroom, or if I have to go to the restroom, it could be 1:30 in the morning. I'm up. My body's not going back to bed. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, this engine revs up, and I'm like, you got to freaking be kidding me. And I'm up. No big deal that it's 1:30 in the morning, and now here we are, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I say, my goodness, I've been up for 12 hours. And then it just keeps right on going. And then, okay, fine, I'm going to go to bed and pray a noise doesn't happen because I'm back up. Your energy level is phenomenal. So mm-hmm. What are some other things in regards to him? Testosterone, a lot of great things can happen. But then that goes back to, if by chance he's ever diagnosed or anything goes on with him, revert back to this. Medication is, I can't say that because I'm not a doctor. Medication is not the answer for me. If this is what I would do, and this is the advice that I give my grand legacies, I tell them, this is what you do. Don't take that.
And I know being in the Black community, sugar is real big for us.
I'm Kool-Aid, talking sweet they put tea, in grits, Kool-Aid, they put in almost green, everything they put in spaghetti. You eat and drink. And
that's a serious drug.
I was
drug.
Always a salt person. Though.
It's a serious drug. You can't even say salt because, you know, you can look at salt and we were reading the ingredients and they got dextrose in salt.
Which is
a form of sugar. So it's like they got sugar in everything.
So you guys go check your salt in your cabinet. Pink Himalayan is fine. Sea salt, if it says just sea salt. And, of course, real salt. But if you got that, who is it? Morton's?
Morton. Yeah.
With the little chick with the umbrella on the back. What is it called? Dextrose?
Dextrose.
That's sugar.
Yeah.
So why they have to have anti-caking?
So that in itself, that is a serious addiction for our people in our community. And, you know, until they have a strong enough why, you know, like you said many times, Gary, you got to have your why. That's first. You got to have a strong enough why. And it's got to be more than losing weight, you know. And our hope is that you don't let that why become to the point where carnivore really can't help you, you know. And so I don't know. We just keep trying to spread the word and hopefully, you know, they'll open their ears one day and hear and learn and really realize, you know, how they've been lied to and how they've been tricked and bamboozled and how everything they eat has an addictive ingredient in it designed, right, to keep you coming back to it.
Well, Rachel, another thing I can say, ask him. A lot of times we'll do things for 2 weeks. Ask them, just say, let's try this for 2 weeks. Because here's the thing. If you start having withdrawals, then baby, you were addicted to it. Whether it's the caffeine, the sugar, if you start having the headaches and all of that, that's letting you know that your body was addicted to that. So maybe you can get it to try it for a couple of weeks. But right. You would have to be willing to do it with them.
Nice. All right. Westfield 90, $5 super chat. Thank you. I'm glad more MDs realizing inflammation and diabetes are the biggest reason behind illness, not cholesterol. Thank you for all your passion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, here's a good one. Who's your carnivore? Brett, $5 super chat. If you were wearing an I eat only meat, ask me why shirt, and someone asked you why, what would you say?
Because I feel good.
Scan this code.
Right? Let me grab my card.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. You know what? I would probably turn around and say, well, let me ask you this. How come you're not eating only meat?
Right.
And then I would actually know how to answer it by listening to what it is that they're saying. Because what, I mean, is if they hit you with, well, I'll miss this or I'll miss that, then that's the direction versus me giving you this really big spiel.
Yeah. And I think for me being almost 60, I've always thought that by the time you get this age, you know, it's kind of inherent that you're going to be in pain, you know, and I think to be at this age and feel the way that I do and feel about my wife and that the way that I feel, it's like I'm in my 20s, you know, and
we can now do things that actually we weren't able to do in the marriage. Because when I was 178 pounds when we met. And so there were some things that we didn't do. So this is like a whole nother marriage now. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. And yeah, because we're able to do things and whatever you think I'm talking about, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, the other thing too is, so Dr. Chafee was talking to Maggie, the 82-year-old, and she said, I really think I'm at midlife right now. She's been doing carnivore for 60 years. But you guys, you're just about to turn 60. You're not even probably at midlife right now. You have extended your – I really genuinely believe
I'm
that.
33.
No inflammation, nothing. Yeah, yeah. You got a whole nother – the whole life you already lived, you get a whole nother one of those now. Imagine if you didn't do it. Imagine if you didn't do it. That's what I tell people, too, that are scared about carnivore. Oh, I can't eat meat. I'm so scared. Well, you should be scared about doing whatever you did that got you to this point right now. Imagine 5 years from now if you continue doing what you're doing now. Where's that going to put you? That's what you should really be worried about.
Absolutely.
Man, we would probably be trying to put your car at the mechanics to have a lift put on the back or just buy a van.
Yeah. Don't even talk about that.
I know. Yeah. That thing was – and. Here's and what was the doctor going to say? They would just send you to someone else that could do some other things for you, probably put some brace on you. Who knows? They're just going to turn. Yeah, you just get milked.
Some injections, some more meds.
All of that.
Come back in a couple months. See how you feel. Let's up your gout medicine. They did that to me for 18 months. We'll just increase your gout medicine. I'm like, keep doing it over and over again. All right, here's one more super chat. Ash Cole, $5. Meat makes us more alert because our ancestors needed to be ready for other predators wanting to eat them. G is on target with the alertness. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Thank you.
Nice. Well, hey, we got through all those super chat questions. Yeah, this has been great. I know it's getting late by you guys. I could talk for a couple hours, but I don't want to keep you guys all night.
It's all up to you.
Yeah.
If there's anybody that just came on, let me just say that Frederick and I will be celebrating our 20-year anniversary. These are not my readers. These are for distance. And we will be celebrating on the Celebrity Reflections and Friday, August 16th to Monday, August 19th of 2024. So you have a little under a year to pay for the cruise, and you have a little under a year to get your cruise body going. The cruise will include the gratuity. It will include Wi-Fi. It will include a beverage package. It will include, for instance, your pina coladas, your wine, and all of that. It is in there. It is going to Nassau and Bimini. And the deposit per cabin is $200. There will be gifts inside of your cabin. And there is an onboard credit for everyone that participates. We have 50 cabins set aside. The link is in the description. And for our channel, if we get 20,000 subscribers, my travel agent will give me just room numbers. I will have no one's name. And I have a program that puts everything in and it spins a wheel. And one person will win $200 cash that will be handed to you on the ship. You do with it what you want. Put it in your pocket, play it in the casino. I don't care. If we get to 30,000 subscribers, we will also do a $300 cash gift follow the same process. If we get to 50,000 subscribers, we will do $500 to someone on the ship, and $1,000 will be donated to the Carnivore movie. So, yay, come celebrate with us.
You got until
us.
October 28th to grab your cabin, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is why that's on there. Very good. Yeah. The cabins are available up until October 28th. Yes, you can go through your own travel agent and everything, but you will not be part of the drawing. You will not be part of the gifts. You will not be part of the event that we have there for the carnivores at our seating area, but you can still see all of us on the ship.
Nice. Someone asked, where's the info? There is a link in the description. I added it right before the call. And then Westfield 90, let's spread the word for everyone to subscribe to this wonderful couple. I also have a link hanging with the Browns below. Go check it out.
Because
for sure.
You guys know that subscribing and thumbs up are free, just like smiles.
Yes.
When you walk into a room, I'm that one that I could walk into. I say, hey, everybody. And no one says anything. And then I'll turn around and go back out. And then I'll open the door and come back. Hey, everybody. And then they're like, oh, hey. Yeah. Hello is free.
And she does and do that too.
Yes. I got a smile on my face. On Carnivore, I used to frown and I had just a default kind of, I would always bite down, and now it's turned to a smile on Carnivore. That's the truth too. It's, you get that meat and that fat, your cholesterol goes up and it balances those hormones out and you get in a better mood. Someone said you two
Nanny,
look 40 years old.
Don't tell him that. Don't tell him that. Oh my goodness.
What? Huh? Thank you, Nanny.
Nice. Well, this has been great. You guys are the best. Like I said, I'm your new best friend. I'm here for you. I love you guys. I love what you're doing. We have a shared passion for sure. And this cruise is exciting. I got to talk to Jen about it when I get home and see if we can book it, because that's going to be so much fun.
Well, so one thing we forgot to ask you, and I mentioned it to my wife when we got off last time, was you say you're taking a cruise in December?
Yeah.
Yeah. What cruise line and where are you leaving from?
It's Norwegian out of Orlando.
Okay.
One of the Florida, it might be Miami. It's one of the Florida ports.
Okay.
Because we'll be on one in December.
Yeah, we're going to be on one too in December as well. And
we didn't know.
We're thinking about, hey, we might be able to meet up and have dinner or something. But
yeah. Well, maybe it'll be at one of the same stops or not out of Florida.
Probably not. No.
No. Not. What we were going to do, if it was, you might even get on a different ship, but if it was still around the same time, because we go down the day before, we could meet up.
Yeah. I'd be all for that.
So we'll talk about it. But if not, I'll see you.
See me on the next one.
There you go. On the celebration. Yeah. So we hope you guys, not just Carrie. I mean, we really hope you guys. I can't imagine all of us being together. We've seen each other online. We've talked with one another. We're giving you plenty of time to secure your deposit and, you know, pay along the way. You deserve a vacation. And the entire trip is not about hanging out with us. I want you to go to the Broadway show. I want you to do all of those. And we've never been on Celebrity before. And what I am told is that the service is phenomenal. I love being spoiled, honey.
I've never been on Celebrity, but I've heard the exact same thing. Celebrity is like one of the best. And if you've never been on a cruise, don't get me started. I really think that's the best way to vacation. Carrie here for the Carnivore Diet movie. And thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this Carnivore Diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that.
completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website, and every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the carnivore diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the carnivore diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
Pack once, you're on the ship, you wake up every day, you're in a new tropical island. Food's all included. You can eat whatever you want. And as a carnivore, I'm really looking forward to it. Steak and bacon and eggs, yeah, and have them cook for you. There's all these events on the cruise too. Every night there's a show, there's something going on. It's a blast. And then to be able to look around and see G and Frederick walking by, and then looking over seeing these other carnivore
and
people
like
that we talk to,
pictures and just everything. And listen, you're gonna have an onboard credit, you're gonna have gifts in your room, you're gonna have Wi-Fi, so you can turn around and still share your experience while you're out there, because normally you pay for that stuff. We made it where all of that stuff is included.
Nice. Yeah, so the link is below.
Click the link.
Click the link, check it out. I'm doing the same. I'm pretty sure I'm going to do it. I just got to double check with the boss first. Make sure. I always end up doing something, then I'm like, she's going to be like, "That's our anniversary weekend. What did you do?" I'm like, "No."
Wait, which one? Wait, look, which anniversary?
Right. Yeah, we'll just do the next one.
That'll be great. Yeah, no. Right.
Yeah, hey, that'd be even better.
That's a perfect place to express. Well, everybody that tuned in, thank you so much. Yes. I will have an opportunity to rewatch this. Won't the comments be there in that one as well? I had to, yeah, so yep. I'll have an opportunity to see those. I'm big on answering. I really do try and answer to everyone, not generic. I really try to form relationships because I believe everything is about relationships. And yeah, what you got to say, Mr. Brown?
That's it.
Like, sure, no.
It's time to go to bed. I got to go to work. You want?
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
Right?
I do work. Okay. I work hard taking care of us. Yeah, nice. So. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, yes, thank you for seeing something in us, seeing our content, seeing that we really care. And I have to say it again, you have changed this community. The fire, the passion, I believe that the community probably has doubled with you in it. I know people have reached out to you and you, just the things that you say that I even added on my card. Like I said, you can do the QR code. Your link is there. And hopefully they'll go there and still subscribe to you. Yeah, you're phenomenal. You really, really are.
Likewise, yeah. You guys are phenomenal too. I'm really glad we met and are talking and got some new cool carnivore friends. So yeah, I highly encourage everyone to go check out Hanging with the Browns. I watch every video you've been putting out since then. So
the $10 million man is Saturday. So nice. You really want to see this update.
All the way to the end.
Yeah, you nice. Have to.
Yeah.
I'll be watching. Everyone check that out. Yeah. See the before and the after. What an amazing transformation.
We'll be with JT tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
I can't even imagine what he's going to ask.
Poco Moonshine Family tomorrow. Check it out.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. Thank you guys so much. This was a lot of fun.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good night. Thanks to everyone for all your comments, super chats. Bye.